So I'm joined by Yvonne, who is Jiva Mentor's mom. Jiva has been voted the world's best netball player in so many different polls, and she's playing her fifth Commonwealth Games here on the Gold Coast. So what's it like for you to be watching her out on court?
Well, to start with, hello, Sasha. It was nice to meet you. I've got to the point now where I'm just so... I look at everything she does, and I'm so grateful for the opportunities that this has given her. And I must admit, fifth Commonwealth Games, it does have a nice ring. And I'm teasing her about maybe sixth in Birmingham, and she's sort of looking at me cross-eyed.
Absolutely. And obviously she plays over here for the Sunshine Coast. Kind of what's it like for you following her career and seeing, you know, how well she's done?
Well, I mean, about 10 years ago when she first came over, and she was headhunted actually after Auckland Worlds to come and play for Adelaide, the Thunderbirds, which is where she started. And she was there for a good 3 years and loved it. And I came out here and could see that she was a round peg in a round hole in Australia. And we actually were looking for property, you know, it was getting serious. And then obviously things happened at Adelaide that we won't talk about now, but everybody knows. And so she moved across to Melbourne Vixens. And where Adelaide was a lovely little sort of colonial city, Melbourne suddenly became the big metro centre and the whole lifestyle there. And she obviously met Lockie, her future husband, and they set up base right in the CBD. And this whole lifestyle there for 5 years was amazing. And I again came out a couple of times and I just thought, oh my God, this is just unbelievably beautiful. She's now up on the Sunny Coast, which I have to be very grateful for Nolene and the Sunny Coast people, because they offered her an opportunity. Melbourne Vixens didn't do anything wrong. They were quite honest with her, whereas Thunderbirds weren't. They were very honest with her up front and said, look, we're going to give you reduced court time. We'll offer you a defence position, but, you know, really, with your injuries, Jeeve, you're coming to the end of your sort of your career, which is probably the worst thing to say to Jeeve, because she's my daughter, and she thought, oh, bloody show you that I'm at the end of my career. And luckily Nolene came on board, and I can remember the conversation that she had with Jiva, and she basically said to Jiva, there's nothing I can teach you new with netball, but what I can do is put fire back in your belly, which was just the right thing to say to Jiva. What with, you know, thinking, I'm going to show these people and that. But also she liked the community. She liked the idea of being part of the Sunshine Coast is it's a franchise of lots of little towns and cities as opposed to one big city, and she liked the idea of them working with the community, and she has always made sure that she gives back to the people that she feels are going to be the next generation coming up. And she's also very respectful for people that are already in place but do a lot with the grassroots. So again, she was doubly in a round peg in a round hole. And I've seen her out here now. I came out 2 weeks ago, and I'm just, you know, you know, as a parent, you know when your child is at that point in their life when they are ticking all the right boxes and happy.
Oh, that is so sweet. What an incredible journey. And what was it like for you from the very beginning when she was started playing when she was young and going up through the ranks in England? How can you explain how that happened, how she was spotted?
Yes, so Jiva was a trampolinist. She was a junior national trampolinist, a very good one, but unfortunately her height suddenly became a disadvantage because she was having to get incredible height on her moves, had a pretty horrendous accident. She was always into other sports. Netball was actually never one of them. It was basketball. She used to play for the boys' school basketball team because there was no girls' basketball team. And it was one of her mates who just said, look, we're a bit short of a netball player, could you come and do just goalkeeper? And she said, well, I don't even know what I have to do. And she said, well, you just stand there and wave your arms in the air. And I tease her because I say, that's all you do, Jiva, you just stand there, wave your arms in the air. And she said, I do jump a bit, Mum, now.
a little bit more
than I used to do. And so she went down, she played one season with the school team, and she sort of got scouted then by one of the local teams, a lady called Jackie Berry, who runs the Bournemouth Pinks and Blues and is probably a foundation stone of netball within the Bournemouth community, which is where Jiva was. We were completely ignorant. We had no idea that she had ability and talent. When she was about 15, or yes, it was about 15, I happened to spot a workshop happening in Bath led by Lynn Gunson. And at that time, obviously, Jiva was, I don't know, she was getting up for her GCSEs. But I said, well, let's go and have a look and see what it has to offer after A-levels, maybe 3 years down the line. You know, it's a sporting community. Let's see what it does with sort of nutritional and diet and strength and conditioning. Let's just go and sort of touch base, do a bit of networking. So we did. Lynn Gunson just spotted Jiva from a distance and we've always just said that that day was something very special. It was just meant to be. I took her out of school. I got permission, and can you imagine taking your child out of school for permission? Probably be fined now, but I took her out of school, and we did the day up there, and it was just, we never looked back from there. So Lynn, with the back of, excuse my pronunciation, Y, I'm going to say Y, tacky. Whatever. She was the performance director who came in from New Zealand as an ex-Silver Fern to work and try and build up the profile of netball. She employed Julie Hornweg, who became the English national coach, and with Lynn as the performance director at Bath. So Jeeva had a nucleus of two Kiwis and an Aussie. And along with, I'll never forget it, along with there was Jay Clark, Pam Cookie, and there was another youngster, and I can't remember her name. But basically, they were all under 17s. And the format was, well, they're good enough to play for nationals. You know, we're not doing the under 17s, under 19s, under 21s, under 23s. They're good enough to be training with the seniors. So that's what happened. So Jeeva and Pam in particular were due to play for the Manchester 2002 games, the two of them. Unfortunately, Pam went down with an ACL injury a day's out, which was a real shame. But after that, that sort of nucleus of the under 17 squad came through to represent the national side. Jeeva was then very fortunate because she was paired up with Sonia McCloma, the famous M&M combination, and it was just like telepathy. The two of them were just sort of, there was a sixth sense there. Jeeva's always been very fortunate in that she's had very good, she'll hate me for saying this, but she has had very good GD partners. So her first GD partner was Billy Bowers, Ursula, at Team Bath, and she was Welsh. And I can remember Jeeva asking Ursula why she didn't play for England, and sort of Billy turning and said, well, but I'm Welsh, I was born and bred Welsh, why would I want to play for any other nation? And that actually cemented, I think, in Jeeva's mind, actually, yes, I'm English. I may have St Lucian heritage. My dad's heritage is St Lucian. So if there was any other nation I could play for, it would be St Lucian. But it's always stuck in her mind that her job was to make England number one. That's where she wanted to go with it. And then, of course, from Billy, she then had Sonia playing for Surrey Storm, which was a combination for donkey's years, two old girls I call them, and Sonia was Jeeva's best maid, was her bridesmaid at her wedding, you know, so it's close. Then obviously Adelaide came along, and she then was fortunate to partner Monia Gerard, who was probably the best goal defence Australia had at the time. So Monia had come down from Sydney, and I questioned Monia, you know, it's a big move, and she said, oh, the thought of playing with young whippersnapper Jeeva. She said, oh, I thought, well, okay, is she that good? So they had an awesome partnership, and then she moved over to Melbourne Vixens, and she was then fortunate to have Bianca Chatfield. So all through her career she's had really good GDs, to the point now where she is now the GK, and she's sort of teaching her GP, her GKs and her GDs sort of the ropes, again giving back. So it's been quite an interesting road that she's travelled, but she's always very aware of where she's come from. She's always very aware of what people have given to her, and she in turn wants to make sure she gives out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spoke to Jeeva just before the games began, and she said to me, I'm honoured to be playing in my fifth Commonwealth Games, and I still feel like I have so much to give. And I was thinking, yes, you do. You are Jeeva Mentor. You have so much to give. It doesn't even need to be said. Like, you know, the English team need her. But now, you know, we're on the Gold Coast. We're watching the games here. What do you make of England's chances, the team that are currently here, and how do you think they're going to do?
Realistically, Australia are firing on all cylinders. I mean, what's very noticeable with Australia is they can put out their combinations and the tempo doesn't drop. England are playing their combinations, which is good, and they're giving them court time, but you can see when they haven't got their full starting seven on, the tempo just drops off a pace. And that's always going, I think, always going to happen, because Australia have just got such strength in depth. My fear of those pesky bloody Jamaicans, they just get their act together every single time, and now they've got Romelda. Actually doesn't worry me, because Jeeva knows how to get into her head, but it's Janelle. I mean, she's you know, how do you contend with that?
Yeah.
Even having trampolining shoes on, I think Jeeva is going to have her work cut out. And that comes down to a lot of the girls out front. That everybody is going to have to play 110% to stop the ball getting in to Janil. It's an interesting one. I am actually worried because I think Pool A will be Australia and Jamaica. Having what happened yesterday with New Zealand losing to Malawi, I think England will win that pool. I'm not sure who will come second, but then I see England playing Jamaica in the semis, and who knows that, you know, who knows what will happen. I'd love to see them do it, and they deserve to be playing in a gold medal match. I'm not saying they'll win it, but they've done enough over the last two Commonwealths. They deserve to be playing in at least a gold silver medal position. But those pesky bloody Jamaicans are, you cannot take them for fools. They've just seem to have upped their tempo.
Yeah. So Yvonne, I know that you also have done volunteering work in the past. Can you tell me a bit about that and how you've brought netball into it?
I do a lot of coaching with special needs. So I volunteer with Special Olympics. And about 5 years ago, I was given an opportunity to do some work in Zambia. And I arrived not quite knowing what I was going to be doing, but I saw an opportunity to help develop women's sport. So not just Special Olympics and special needs kids, but women in general. And obviously netball was a huge, big sporting part of a lot of women's lives. And the main reason it was so successful is that their partners, the male partners, are quite happy for their ladies to go off and play netball because it's a female sport. And there's men umpires and there are men officials and there are men coaching, but predominantly it's a female-only sport. The women are allowed to go off and enjoy themselves. They take their babies, the grannies go. It's a real family effort, but it's such an education to see the women being able to just be themselves. And I saw an opportunity for netball to develop, and I know there are one or two people working in the netball community. A lady, Monica Thangdi, who's actually from UK, she's working with Netball Trust Development, and she actually had a few of the Uganda girls come up through her system playing for Uganda. She started back in 2008. I know she's now in Kenya. I was based in Zambia. I was still helping people in Zimbabwe and Tanzania. There's now Malawi. There's peace from Uganda. So you need these role models. Moi from obviously Malawi. These ladies are becoming role models. And it may not necessarily be netball, but they realise that sport is an opportunity to get them out from, this is going to sound awful, but the drudgery of their lives, because they've known no different. And just working alongside them, it's just been an eye-opener to see how much netball, how important netball is to them as a community. And now, as a future, wow, maybe my daughter can do quite well in this sport and open doors for her. And that's thanks to Peace from Uganda and Y from Malawi.
It's actually incredible to see those countries doing so well in the Commonwealth Games, because I think people often think that netball is a closed competition with the top four nations, but to see them coming through and knowing that they don't have necessarily so many facilities and so much money pumped in, but they're still achieving so much, it's just so great to see that.
If you could see, I mean, I used to go and watch them play, the Zambian teams play, and there was one concrete court that was the old police station court in Lusaka. Everything else was played on dirt. And they're playing in socks, you know, some that have got shoes, if they're not on, they'll lend their shoes to the people who are on, and they're swapping shoes like we swap bibs. It was just awesome. One community out in Livingston, I can remember when they had a match, and the girls are out there and they're actually digging the lines and then using like white sort of dust to mark the lines, and every quarter they'd be out there remarking the court. It was just awesome. It's a real inspiration to see, my God, you don't need much, you just need a ball. And it's actually, and I have to say this, I have to thank a lady called Jenny Sinclair, and in particular Netball Scoop, because they helped to support me to collect a lot of donated kit, and a lady called Ali Collier rounded up donated netball kits, and I got a lot from the UK. if they're anything like me, you have kit that just gets put in the back of the cupboard and never used. So I collected it after the World Games in Sydney. I arranged for it all to come. I went round, collected it all, driving around Melbourne, Sydney and everywhere else. And I collected it all and I handed it out. And I thought I was just handing it out to Zambia, but I ended up handing it out to Malawi, to Uganda, to Samoa, to Tonga, to Fiji. There was just so much kit. Unfortunately, some of the African management, shall we say, were a little bit not so good in handing it over to their art grassroots. But that was a lesson I learned, and I've since learned you deal with people directly, and if necessary, you go out and hand it over to them in person. That I have great big gratitude for those people, because they went way beyond what I expected. As I said, I expected just to go back to Zambia with all this kit, but I had so much. I was able to just hand it out to all the different nations that were here. We tried to do something similar here, but we learned our lessons that, in actual fact, if you hand it over to some of the management here, it doesn't actually get back to where it's, not all of it, shall we say, gets back to where it should do.
I know. So that's a shame when things like that happen, but that's incredible. So you've got, like, just listening to you say that is so inspiring. And then obviously you've got Jeeva out playing for the Roses. It's what an incredible netball inspiring story. And I suppose, to wrap up, if there was one thing or something that fans may not know about Jeeva that may be interesting, what do you think it could be? It's a tough question.
Yes, I got it. I was reminiscing with an old colleague of Jeeva's, Jess Garland, who was with Armour and Lynn right in the beginning days, and she was saying, oh, Jeeva's done so well, but I can remember Lynn shouting at Jeeva not to cut corners. Jeeeva was notorious at training to running around a court, but always cutting corners. And Lynn took her to one side and said, you know, Jeeva, you've got all the talent in the world, but you cannot cut corners. You have to work hard at where you are going. And I coach that. I always tell kids, don't cut corners. You know, you may have talent, you may think you're good, and you probably are, but it's the hard work and the training you put in. And Jeeva now instills that into others.
There we have it. Don't cut corners. Thank you so much.
Yeah.